Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakhtar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of the future of Islam. We are still critiquing the lecture of Professor John Esposito, which he gave in the University of Kentucky in 2014. We will continue today to look at his comparison between the Muslims who live in America and the rest of the Americans, as he is trying to paint this beautiful picture of Muslims and Islam. And as we have seen in our last broadcast, his statistics are true, but the facts behind it were not true. Yes, there are Muslims in America who are enjoying the great blessings of God and the infidels of America, but these benefits has nothing to do with Allah, Muhammad, or Islam, or the 68 countries from which they came. Professor Esposito is speaking with very deceptive way, because on one hand, he's trying to tell us, here is what the Muslims are enjoying in America, but on the other hand, he's trying to tell us that this has something to do with Islam, not realizing that when the right time comes, when the Muslims in America will have the upper hand, we will lose everything beautiful about America, including the blessings which Muslims are enjoying here in America. So without further ado, here he is, Professor Esposito.
Muslims make as much, if not more, than Americans overall.
Yes, indeed, my friends. This is a true example. Muslims in America are making good money. But once again, what does this have to do with Islam? This is the blessing of the infidels of America and the golden opportunity which the Muslims receive by coming to America. So I do not know. How good is that? I can always say, and that is a problem for us in America. Why? Because now we know that Muslims are taking the American jobs. And many of the Americans can have the same money which Muslims are making in America if the Muslims were not here in the first place. But instead, Professor Esposito gave thanks to the Americans and this wonderful opportunity for Muslims to enjoy our life in America. No, he's bragging about the Muslims and Islam, forgetting about the Americans who have given this golden opportunity to the Muslims. We can also say the success of the Muslims in America is a great evidence that the American people are very gracious and they love the Muslim people. Even after September 11, that goes against the picture which he is trying to paint for the Americans towards the Muslims. For if what Professor Esposito said about the Americans is true, then Muslims could not make more money than the average Americans. Let's continue with a little bit more of Professor Esposito, who said,
among non-working Muslims, 31% are full-time students compared to 10% in the general population. 31% to 10%.
And here I must say, yes, among non-working Muslims, there are 31% of the Muslims are full-time students. Well, let's ask the question, who is paying the tuitions for these Muslim students? Surprise, surprise, there is plenty of financial aid for Muslim students in America. And that is the reason why 31% of non-working Muslims in America can afford to have full-time studies, not like the Americans who were just 10%. For as you know, it is very expensive for us, the American, to pay the full tuitions to be a student in our schools in America. Do you know that the Saudi Arabia Muslims are sponsoring students from all over the world to come to study here in America? And you know why? It is not for the purpose of receiving education, but it is a type or a form of jihad. Islam call it jihad with money. So when these Muslim students come to America during their years of study, they fall in love with our daughters and they marry them and they produce Muslim babies. This is what I call the romantic invasion of Muslims to America through our education system. And because the school receives their tuitions, we have no problem to issue for them the student visa. And Saudi and other rich countries are giving millions of dollars to these schools who will host the Muslim students to study in America. And we may think we're just educating the Muslim students, but in reality, they are invading our country through education and through romance as they fall in love with our daughters, marrying them, producing the next Muslim generation. None of the students who come to America with a student visa ever left America unless they already changed their visa from a student visa to a regular immigration visa after marrying our daughters. So how good is that, Professor Esposito? Welcome to the invasion of Islam to America. Note, here it is a beautiful picture of Muslim students in America. Let's move on to the next statistic. That's when he said,
family-oriented, 78% are married. Of those, 83% have one or more children. So they're integrated economically, educationally.
Well, let me repeat to you what he said so maybe we can work together to figure out his point. He's telling us 78% of the Muslims who live in America are married. Well, hooray, congratulations. And I wonder how many of these Muslim men are married to American infidels. And guess what? 83% of the Muslims who are married have one or more children. How about have 10 or 12 children? Because in reality, Muslims do not believe in family planning. And in Islam, there is no abortion. As a matter of fact, the only reason they have lots of children is because they're hoping someday they'll have more children than the Americans. So they will have the upper hand and then they can take over America. Here we go, Professor Esposito. When you tell me they are integrated economically and educationally, first of all, Muslims do not integrate with us here in America. Second, they are here simply to take over America. But I can turn the table around against you and I'll say, yes, indeed, they are married. They have lots of children, once again, for the hope of taking over America. Just recently in Canada, in an interview, a Muslim man told the media reporter that the Muslims will take over Canada. The reporter did not like what he heard and the way that Muslim man made that statement. So he was a little bit angry and said, how are you going to do that? You're not even 10%. He said, we have lots of babies and we'll continue to make babies. Did you get this fact, Professor Esposito? Muslims love to make babies and they will have lots of babies. While American people are busy committing abortion, killing their babies, Muslims are replacing those babies who are put to death with Muslim babies. And give it 20, 30 years from now, Professor Esposito, trust me, there will be more Muslim babies by the name Muhammad, as we have seen it right now in England, than the rest of the American names. It will be name number one in the top of the list. Why? Because you and people like you do not see anything wrong for allowing Muslims to come to America, not to integrate to America, but infiltrate America with their economic success and great education. Even though, as we said earlier, we are paying for it with our tax money through welfare system as we continue to bring Muslims to America in the refugee system. Well, let's move on with Professor Esposito.
Pluralism, unlike many parts of the Muslim world and some parts of the United States, in terms of Christians as well as others, American Muslims are quite pluralistic.
Once again, Professor Esposito is telling us that Muslims in America are different than Muslims in the rest of the world. How is that? Because American people are naive and they will not understand the invasion of the Muslims to America. You see, Christians in America will not easily choose to become a pluralistic society, meaning mixing themselves with the rest of the world, especially if you are in a conservative Christian home. But for Muslims, they have no problem to marry Jewish wives, Christian wives, or any other wives, as long as they have a place in America and they can take over America.
The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is excited to announce the creation of two new convenient materials to help you in your ministry to the Muslim community. Our first booklet is titled, The Straight Way to Eternal Life. How many times have you met a Muslim man or woman, maybe in an airport or on a bus or in your neighborhood, and you felt burdened to share the good news of Jesus Christ, but you didn't know what to say or even where to begin? We have produced a small, convenient tract that will empower you to reach those lost in the deception of Islam. This 24-page mini booklet will share three facts. First, it seeks to convince Muslims that the Bible has not been corrupted, using just the verses from the Quran. Secondly, it reveals convincing proof that the Quran cannot be the Word of God due to an overwhelming number of errors and contradictions. Finally, it clearly presents the loving truth of the soul-saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Our second new booklet addresses the violent nature of the core teachings of Islam. Muslims continually claim that Islam is a loving and peaceful religion. They also insist that violence is committed by only a few radicals who misunderstood Muhammad's teachings in the Quran. This new booklet, titled The Violent Truth About Islam, examines dozens of passages from the Quran, the Hadith, and Muslim scholars. This powerful booklet will leave no doubt that Islam's long history of intolerance and bloodshed arises from the very words of Allah and the example of Muhammad's life. To order these new booklets, please visit thestraightway.org for more information.
I remember one time I spoke in a church in Ohio, and the Muslim imam did not like what I said about Islam when I said Muslims do not love the Jews and the Christians. And he tried to convince the people at the church that I was lying, and his proof was that he is married to a Christian American lady. I asked that Muslim imam, is he a citizen of the United States of America yet? He will not answer the question, because guess what? He was not. Then I asked him, as he said to me and to the people of the church, that in Islam, it's okay for a Muslim man to marry a Jewish or a Christian believer. I said to him, as a Christian man, can I marry your daughter? As a Christian man, can I marry your sister? As a Christian man, can I marry any Muslim female? And his answer was, no. Well, here it is, America. You may think it is love and marriage and pluralistic life, but in reality, it is not. Muslim marrying American infidel females is not because of love. It is simply invading America. And they are trying to convince us through Professor John Esposito that they are quite pluralistic, not like some Americans or Christians in America. Well, let's move on to the next statistic of Professor John Esposito.
77% said that Muslims worship the same God as Christians and Jews.
What a hogwash! 77% of the Muslims said that Allah is God. That makes Allah God. Really, sir? What about the other 23% that does not believe that we worship the same God? Not even counting that many of those who answer that question in America are simply lying. That is roughly around 400 million Muslims worldwide, sir, who believe that we are just a bunch of infidels and we must be put to death. Is this a small number for you, Professor Esposito? How in the world can someone educated like Professor John Esposito, who has a doctorate degree in the Catholic Church, not see that Allah is Satan and Jesus is God? It's very simple, Professor Esposito. Jesus is God. Do Muslims believe that Jesus is Allah? The Holy Spirit, sir, is God. Do Muslims believe the Holy Spirit is Allah? The God of the Christian faith is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Do Muslim people believe in the Trinity? The answer is absolutely not. So now the 77% number you came up with your statistics turned to 0%, sir. What verse in the Quran would you like to share with me to convince me that Muslims really, really believe that their Allah is the God of the Bible? Once again, let me remind you, Professor Esposito, that when you ask Muslims that question, they are quite welcome by Allah and Muhammad to lie and give you the answer which you would love to hear. Do you know, Professor Esposito, if this survey was made by Muslims, the answer would be 0%? For Muslims do not believe that Jesus or the Holy Spirit is God, and Muslims do not believe in the Trinity. If Allah is God, why did Allah in the Quran say that all the Christians who believe that Jesus is God are infidels? Quran 5:72. Or all the Christians who believe in the triune God are infidels? Quran 5:73. And Allah in the Quran, the God of Muhammad, ordered the Muslim believers to behead the Christians who believe in Jesus to be God, or who believe in God to be triune, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as it is written in Quran chapter 47 and verse 4. And there are plenty of other verses throughout the Quran which teach the same message. For you to repeat this hogwash lie to your audience to convince the American people that Christians and Jews and Muslims worship the same God, this itself is a lie from the bottom of hell, sir. What about the next statistic? Please listen carefully to one more lie from Professor Esposito.
84% said that Muslims should strongly emphasize their shared values with Christians and Jews.
If Professor Esposito knew what the values of Islam are, he would realize that Muslims, Jews, and Christians do not share any values at all. Let me share with you some of the values of Islam. For example, in Islam, there is no freedom of religion. In Islam, there is no freedom of speech. In Islam, there is no freedom of thought. In Islam, there is no freedom of artistic expression. In Islam, there is no freedom of press. In Islam, people are not equal. In Islam, there is no equal protection for different classes of people. Justice in Islam, sir, is dualistic, with one set of laws for Muslim males and different sets of laws for Muslim women and Muslim slaves. And obviously, there's another completely different set of laws for non-Muslims, the infidels. In Islam, there are no rights. What about all the rights which we enjoy here in America, which Muslims are using literally to take over America? And trust me, when the right time comes, they will take away all our rights. In Quran chapter 4 and verse 34, Muslim men carry out the values of beating their wives. In Islam, non-Muslims cannot bear arms. Do you know, Professor Esposito, that in Islam, there is no democracy, since democracy means that a non-Muslim is equal to a Muslim? In America, we love and we cherish and we enjoy our constitution, which Muslims look at as a man-made document of ignorance. The word they use in the Arabic language is jahiliya. But Muslims believe that all laws must submit to Sharia, Islamic law. What do you think of that, Professor Esposito? I know that Muslims are teaching our children in our public schools in America that Christians and Jews enjoy the dhimmi status in Islam. And Muslims in America lie and say that the dhimmi position for the Jews and the Christians is one of the great values the people of the book love and enjoy in the Muslim world. But in reality, my friends, the status of dhimmi is like slavery used to be here in America 200 years ago. How about the symbol law, which teaches that all governments, including the U.S. government, must be ruled by Sharia, Islamic law? Another important value in Islam is that there is no separation of mosque and state, which means the imams, the leaders of the mosque, are the ones who control the life of the Muslim people. That's why we do not have freedom of religion in any of the Muslim countries. And I can go on and on and on with plenty more of Islamic values, which if you hear it and you know it, you'll be shocked to know that there are people in the world in the 21st century who still practice and live with such values. And my friends, these are a few of the many Muslim values, which sadly, neither Professor Esposito nor most of the American people have a clue. You know why? Because Muslims are very smart. They are pretending that they love American values. They love to talk about freedom. They love to talk about all the values which we cherish in America. And they present them as if they are Muslim values. That's why people like Professor Esposito do not see anything wrong when he made the statement that 84% of the Muslims said that they should strongly emphasize their shared values with Christians and Jews. But in reality, as we have seen, none of the Muslim values which I shared with you fit with the American, Christian, or Jewish values. Because Muslim values to us are nothing but rules of bondage. And someday, when Muslims take over America and they practice Sharia all over this country, the values which Professor Esposito and the Muslims brag about in America, as you may think that Christians and Jews and Muslims can enjoy these common values which do not exist except in Professor Esposito's empty head, our values would be set aside. And the true Islamic values, Sharia, Islamic law, something Professor Esposito is taking lightly, will be the replacement of all our godly values. And when that day comes, America will be no more. And to continue our study of the future of Islam, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.